Hey folks, we're just gonna wait a couple minutes and let people arrive from wherever they've been. And again, we're just waiting a couple minutes for more people to arrive. Hopefully, we got a couple more folks here. Hope everyone had a good, if they celebrate Thanksgiving or some time off at least. Hey, Christy.
Jennifer.
All right, let me post. Oops. Let me. Yes, I'm unmuted. That's a good thing. I'm gonna post the agenda. And let me share my screen. So, do we have any volunteers for note taking?
I can do it if nobody else is available.
Thanks, Yao. I can help as well. I tried to put some notes in there already, but yeah. And I know you've stepped up many, many times. So hopefully next time, I can do it, or we will definitely find more people. All right, so hello everyone. Hopefully you can see my screen. Let me know if you cannot. So this is so we did finish looking at our process and updating pages, and this is the first time we're trying to kind of get in tune with our process. Christy kind of reminded me of that. She's like, "Well, I'm like, oh, okay." So what I'd like to do today is
Yes.
still. Oh yeah, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was muted.
That's fine. Is kind of do a similar to what we did last week or previous weeks, is that still I still want to talk about the process, like how did this agenda come to life? And does that follow what we think as a group is as the process? So I hope that's fine with everyone. And it is a little packed, but we'll see what we can get through. So I'd like to start off with just if anyone has any announcements, please just unmute yourself and share those.
So I actually just have I have more of a question rather than an announcement. I'm looking at the schedule for December, and I am wondering if we are going to meet. So are we going to, so we have meetings on the 10th and the 17th. I'm assuming that we're not meeting on the 24th and or the 31st. But I wanted to, I guess clarify that. And, just as a community.
Yeah, that's thanks for bringing that up. And the 10th and 17th are placeholders too. So I figured that, the 24th and 30th we could take off. Well, I mean, I'm not sure we have to meet, but and there's also, I think we would come back then on the 5, 6, would it be the 7th? January 7th. Does that work for people?
So we're meeting the 10th and the 17th, and then we will take off the 24th and the 31st, and then return on the 7th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see some thumbs up from couple folks. That seems to be all right. I think we have no one seems to object. All right, let's go for that plan then. Yeah, all righty. So I will remember to send that out via our Slack channel as well, saying, no meetings on sorry, the for week of the 20, well, 24th and 30th, and then, we come back for the 7th. Any other announcements or comments someone would like to, oh, thank you, Christy. I just read your chat message. Any other updates that people would like to share with the group? All right, I'm not hearing anything, so I will move on to a discussion, a new topic or JIRA issue. So going back to, and I'm just here on our process for priority, can't even talk. This is what happens. I don't know. Maybe it happens earlier Monday now, but boy. Anyway, prioritization topic discussions for the SIG meetings. So I'm just looking at this paragraph that we worked on. We want to try and balance new topics with JIRA issues that need to be reviewed, but the SIG really sees that bugs should have a higher priority. However, there are times when the SIG will decide to bump another idea, either a new idea or JIRA issue that may be an epic new feature or bug instead. So the reason this should actually probably be an announcement rather than in the discussion, but I think it works well for understand at least why I put it on the agenda. I was watching this issue, which is, I think it was originally submitted by Corey Hutchinson, and I think it's been a problem for quite some time. So match on the 035 subfield A with a qualifier fails. Now you'll notice that this is closed, and you're like, why did you bring this up? We have a data import sig needs review on that. So that's why I kind of surfaced this, and I read through it, and you know, I think I believe I shared this on Slack saying, hey, you know, for those that are listed on here. So it was Corey, and I think, yeah, interested parties, University of Chicago. You know, this has been recently closed. Do you know if, you know, is this working, you know, for you, or do you understand the ticket? And it was an interesting discussion because, you know, the mark to mark matching, and even mark matching with qualifiers, you know, some people, I think maybe, I don't know if someone has gotten one to work, but I know many people haven't gotten it to work. And through some discussions, we saw that we really needed to work on defining what we mean by qualifier and kind of our expectations surrounding that. So that's why I said, well, let's see this in lab. And so I brought it. It actually should be an announcements, not discussion, but that's why I put it on the agenda. So I guess I'll open it up for comment to see if people, if that follows their idea of what our process looks like.
I guess I'm wondering, is there a process the developers should have when they close a ticket to let people know? Because if you weren't watching this, we wouldn't know.
And that's a great point. And you know, I don't think the developers know that. Also, you know, our label of needs, you know, review from the SIG, you know, I don't think the developers are aware of that either. So I is this something that we could advocate for, Ryan?
Yeah, or we could work that into our process. Because on one hand, I'm thinking, well, this ticket does have the SIG label on it, and so we know to look at it again. But that might not always be the case for all bugs that folks might want to be aware of. So I guess I wonder, is that for the group, when it comes to bugs in general, you know, even if it hasn't gone through the SIG review process, it doesn't have the SIG review label on it. Is that something that you would all be interested in having notifications about in some form?
I don't know that I have, you know, firm ideas on how, you know, this knowledge gets surfaced, but I do think that especially once we have a formal process, like if we're opening a ticket or we have a bug that has gone through whatever process we're establishing, and it gets closed without any work being done, or that, the functionality can't be, or, the bug can't be reproduced, or, the comment is that, it's working as expected according to the developers. How do we make sure that that's not the end of the conversation? I don't know the best way of doing that, but we don't want these things to fall through the cracks.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this example here is what is currently proposed of having this reviewed at lab, I think sounds like a great idea, so that, you know, The developers have looked at it. They've determined a that it's either working as expected, or is not reproducible, something to that effect. And then having this brought to lab gives the group an opportunity to assess it and confirm, oh, okay, the way this was closed makes sense to me, or no, it doesn't make sense. Let's let's ask Ryan to talk it out some more. So I think something along the lines of what's currently happening with this ticket, I think sounds like a good approach to me. I think it might just be a matter of working out a plan for, I guess, keeping up with that.
Katie, you had your hand up for.
No, it was already covered, so I took it down. Thank you.
Alrighty. Yeah.
I raised my hand before Ryan finished his things, and I think he kind of finished my thought. Because basically, I'm thinking if this was something that wasn't working for us, I mean, I'm speaking about this bug in specifically, but it could be in general about anything, any ticket that we open. If something isn't working for us, and then it's now working in the new release or something, and then even so, the developers have closed it without like putting information in the ticket on work that has been done, but obviously work was done because there's something different in the new release, so now it's working. So if they can't reproduce, or because maybe they didn't try it when it was in Kuznalia, but now in Ramsons they've done something else so that now it's working. So I feel like we need some sort of explanation as to why is it now working or not? If it could be, and then again to make sure that their definition of working is the same as ours.
Christy.
Yeah, I think that so when I read the comment from the development team, it made me think that there was a mismatch in understanding the use case. For instance, the last comment says the qualifiers used solely to better target the search by a specific field. For example, the 035 field is repeatable, and that qualifier allows you to search by one specific 035 rather than all of them. If only part of the value needs to be compared during matching, a comparison part like numerics only can be used instead. But what if you need to use both of them, right? So, sometimes we have a prefix in the incoming record and it's not in the or in the existing record and it's not in the incoming record. So you need to have a match profile to target the qualifier, but then you only need, but it's not going to be an exact match. So then you need to do, I don't know. I just think that there may be not the same understanding of what we're trying to do here as well. And that's why I think that, going back and reviewing what are we really trying to achieve here and can it be done? I also think that this is another example where there's just not a good understanding of how these operators in the match are supposed to work, right? And where is there like definitive documentation for that? The docs.folio.org doesn't really get into that level of detail. I don't think. I'll need to go and check again, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't. So I think that it's a complex situation. So figuring out, what we actually need and what we actually mean, and trying to understand what the developers actually mean. And then also thinking about, is there clarification needed with the documentation here? And do we need better JIRAs that define our functional needs that aren't being met with the functionality that is there.
Whitney.
Yeah, I guess I have two workflow related questions. I guess the first one is that I see where they tagged Ryan. Is that like who, in order for us, I guess, to like know about this issue, should there be like, is there a way to tag the SIG, or like should there be people in particular that are tagged when they're writing these, I guess, closing comments for the ticket? And I guess another question is that is there an in-between state that can be implemented where they leave this comment and leave the ticket open so that we can, I don't know, discuss as a group, whether in the meeting or in the lab, and like sort of sign off on this issue being resolved before they close the ticket? Because yeah, I feel like sometimes, I guess to parrot what Christy said, is that I think sometimes there's a fundamental misunderstanding of what we see as the issue and how the developers see the issue. And to have the ticket closed without any like clarification is confusing.
Yeah, and I'll just point out that this was created in 2023. So, I think for I was it Christy, maybe you highlighted this. I think we're going to be working with, or maybe Ryan did. We're going to be working with issues that were created way before our process, really. At where I think, we didn't maybe not do it as well as job as we're doing now in defining what qualifier means for us and what are our expectations when we have you when we use qualifier with a match profile. But yeah, I think Ryan, maybe you can take back to the developers, so if they see this, maybe keep it open and so the SIG can get to it and kind of do a last check. I mean, maybe not for all of them, but at least maybe, functional issues, at least.
Yeah, I think it's probably more of a case by case thing because, we don't want to cause I don't know, I'm looking for a word, maybe like bottlenecking or log jam of Jiras that are sitting around open, waiting for other people to test when the developers feel confident about it. But also, as noted, at the same time, there can be scenarios where it's more of a, there could just be need for clarification that could change the approach and have us say, oh, you know what? We have a better understanding now. We can keep this open and look at it from this other approach now that we have more information to work with. So I do see it as more of a case by case thing. I wouldn't want to put each bug that gets closed like this through, but through to additional testing, I guess. That doesn't mean they can't then be reviewed by the group and reopened if if folks think that the issue is persisting. It could have just been a misunderstanding of what was written and how it was interpreted, and it could be reopened with additional information. That's always an option. So something being closed doesn't it doesn't mean it's the end of the story. We can always reopen it or take another approach. I thought I had another thought in my head, but I lost it. But yeah, I think there's stuff to chew on here of how we can best I guess handle these scenarios without slowing slowing processes down for additional rounds of testing and things like that.
Yeah, and I like your explanation of, this these issues, they can be reopened, or maybe it's better sometimes to create a new one as well, saying, because here, it says that, this currently works as expected. So here we have an indication of how it works currently. And maybe we can get more information on that. And then based on that, we can ask for the functionality that we really need, which defines what we expect from qualifier as well. And that would probably be a new ticket. But yeah. Any other comments about this? Katie.
I was just going to say, if it, even if the, I mean, we do have this data import SIG labels, and it would make sense to tag someone, that's the data import SIG. But also, if even if just the reporter could be contacted, so like Corey, and that way, if it's like a hosting provider, then they can contact their, their customer, or then or the person that directly was first having an issue could be contacted. That would be helpful as well. Oh, okay. They're notified automatically. Okay.
Christy.
Yeah, so Corey is actually no longer with our hosting provider. So that actually didn't make its way back to us. I'm watching the ticket, but I don't think I got an email when it was closed. Or maybe I did, but I didn't realize that it was being closed, because not all of the notifications tell you what the action is. But yeah, I don't think I always receive emails either as just a watcher. So that's something to think about. Returning to the process, I'm wondering, the next step for this is for people in the lab to start workshopping use cases and scenarios, and operationally what we mean by qualifier, and the work that we think that the qualifier is going to do in matching for us. I'm wondering if we need to keep this on the agenda for the next meeting, and have people, someone be responsible for reporting back on the work of the lab. What comes out of those lab sessions, so that we can keep this moving through the pipeline?
Yeah, and that's an excellent suggestion, especially if, we'll need to discuss, like, does this need a new JIRA issue to be created? So there's definitely housekeeping that, needs to be done with this ticket, or kind of, this functionality. So I would definitely, next steps, maybe we could record lab, and have that recording as well, and then put it in housekeeping next time, or even the discussion and housekeeping.
I mean, I think that having the recordings are nice, but I would like to have, some kind of report back. Like, here are the use cases that we've come up with, that are going to inform this, or we're still working on it. But I think that there needs to be some output from that that comes back to this group, so that we're not starting from scratch when we're creating that new JIRA. We need those use cases, and they need to be articulated. If those use cases are going to be developed and tested and fleshed out in lab, then that needs to, like, what is that? How is that knowledge transferred back to this group? I think it needs to be some kind of, artifact, not necessarily, not even necessarily an artifact, because like the recording is an artifact, but listening to the discussion is not the same of saying, okay, here are the outcomes of the work and the workshopping activities that we did in lab, right? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and actually I was thinking about that too, and separately the other day, and I was thinking we can actually create kind of a document, and maybe this is something that fits well in our SIG Google Drive to have, because I was thinking on mark modifications when this brought up, but people's like, well, how does it work? How do we want it to work? We need those models. So we created this document, which we kept referring to, saying, these are our definitions and this is how we expect it to work. We did that for the set for to default as well. So maybe, and I don't mind if people are agreeing with that, I can create that document and share a folder. So anytime this comes up that, hey, we need a lab to check X and, define our expectations and the terms we use, we just create a document in that folder and use that as an artifact.
I mean, I think that we can test that out. But some way of like recording, here are the use cases and whether or not they work or not. So I do think that I do like using the model that you brought up. So you mentioned the work that we did when we were talking about mark modifications. So using that model where we record like here are the things that, we've been wanting to do with the qualifier, and do they work or not?
Jeanette.
This might be a stupid question for Ryan, but are the devs always testing on Snapshot? Because I've come into things where it's like, oh, it's not working. And then we're on Kazalea and now only going to Ramsons. So we're like, it's still not working in Ramsons, but if they're always testing on Snapshot, it might be another year before it's working.
Yeah, that's dependent on the reported issue. So if the issue specifically notes this is occurring in Quisnalia or Sunflower, whatever specific release, the team will do testing around that. But as we get further into newer releases, that is something to consider if, someone's reporting an issue on, say, Poppy, and we're no longer doing CSP releases on Poppy, then our hands are kind of tied to say, well, it might not work in Poppy, but it works in Ramsons. So they are testing in Snapshot, but they are also testing in specific other release environments when they're available. Yeah.
I think that that's a really good point because it has an impact not just for when it will get to us, but our ability to test it locally. It's really hard to test anything that is at all complex in Snapshot. Yeah, for a variety of reasons.
All right, so for this one, what I'll say for next steps is that this will be tested in lab. I think maybe Christy already posted it, but maybe I'll post again once I've created that document modeled after mark modifications where we can, track everything that we're testing as well as our definitions and all of that. Oh, you didn't post it yet. Oh, yay. Thank you. So I'll do that after this meeting. And so those are our next steps. And then we'll bring it to a house, well, maybe probably a discussion to discuss what the lab results were. especially if anyone wants to test on their own as well, for the meeting next week, which is the 10th. Any final thoughts or comments before I go to our next issue? So, just going back to our process, and I'll put the link here to this issue. Oh, there we go. Again, this is a recently closed issue, and I got notification just because I'm watching this issue. It was a data import log error message inconsistent. Whitney, Christopher, you were the reporter on this. And actually, this one was created fairly recently, 2025, but I did notice that it was closed and there was a solution that was suggested. Hopefully you got you saw that message, Whitney, but I noticed that it still had our data sig needs review. So that's why I bumped it up to our agenda today. So it's a bug, it's closed, but I wanted to make sure because it was still labeled with sig review that this met kind of our expectations in terms of what we are looking for from this bug. So, I don't know, Whitney, did you want to provide any further detail about this?
It's for most errors in data import, we are just receiving this message. Is it Katarina? I forget what their name is, but it was just really unhelpful. It didn't really help to surface any issues, and they the solution was fine. Like I just forgot to take the tag off after the ticket was closed. I did get notified via email. I guess I now I'm just looking back on it. I guess I should have asked for clarification because I guess it's I'm not sure which if this just for this particular issue or if it's gonna be for like are they gonna I guess this is just for this one error. I'm not sure about I thought that another ticket was linked to this about a broader issue with regard to just logs in general. But yeah, for this issue regarding the non-existent statistical code, I thought the I don't know if I thought the error was clear, but I think that knowing that it's supposed to be associated with this issue is helpful. So yeah.
Yeah, because I'm trying to. Oh, it won't blow up now. But it's QUERT at capital K, capital S. I honestly, I had no idea what that meant.
Yeah.
Christy.
Me neither, but I which might not be helpful for new people onboarding, but because I opened this ticket, now I know if I see that that is an association with the statistical code, but it would be nice if it was a little clearer, but at the time it worked for not getting that to know what to look at to look for from at least this point forward.
Christy.
You know, this reminds me of just like inconsistent behavior that we maybe want to return to at some point, because I was under the impression that if you had a non-existent statistical code that the record would create, you wouldn't get an error message and just no statistical code would be added. But that may be if it's being mapped from like a mark tag. So, Whitney, in your example, are you providing the statistical code as a value in the field mapping profile, or are you mapping it from a mark tag?
From a mark tag, this is not my this was someone else's thing that I just ended up reporting, but it wasn't in the field mapping. It was from a mark tag. I'm 70% sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do agree, Christy. I think the logs, we do need more help with the, and this one is open log enhancements. And I remember, oh geez, there, I'll have to find it. There is somewhere here in, and it might be in our archive, of a list of log messages. So I'm wondering if, so here's the thing. I'm wondering if we one our next step for this needs to one, find that page, wherever it is, and then two, add things like this, and start like saying, well, what would be helpful in the terms of messaging? Any other thoughts about next steps that might be helpful? So would it be okay if I, for, because Whitney, you said this basically, this solved your problem for the moment. So would it be fine to remove this and say that we did review this?
Yeah, that's
Because,
perfectly fine. I forgot to take the tag off.
the main story, I believe, yeah, so the main story still has our SIG review. So if I set up like another document linked to this primary story, kind of like the one we're going to do for the qualifier, you know, the modeling after the mark modifications, we can work on that asynchronously.
I'm also looking at the so I don't understand. I don't understand how UX Prod 5293 resolves the 1232. Is that it? 1232? Yeah, the 1232 mod data imp 1232 issue.
It doesn't resolve it. It's just the umbrella story. I think it was linked as the main story of enhancements generally.
Okay.
Yeah, the idea there, in linking those is A, it's a related concept, and B, the thought is, you know, if the current messaging is okay for now, you know, on this scenario, this error scenario, but could be better, it's good for us to be aware of that as we're scheming up work related to the overall log enhancements. So that's kind of the thinking there, is we can circle back
Okay.
to these kinds of messages as part of that larger project and see how they could be better enhanced and be more, you know, user friendly and
Right.
legible to humans.
Okay, I was actually looking at the in scope and out of scope sections of the description. And so that this is actually bigger than what is listed in scope and out of scope, then.
Yeah, so I think it's more a matter of, I need to just update the in scope on this to also include, or make sure it's clear that errors would be reviewed and or it
Okay.
could be adjusted.
Gotcha.
Because this is,
Thanks.
yeah, so this is an umbrella that will, my plan for this in the long term is for there to be several features that fall underneath it. It's still in the planning stages. And so I can make sure this gets updated to also include that note about reviewing and updating wording for errors.
And Ryan, I think because when we first created this, we created logs and reporting. Because I remember that a lot of the InScope is from the reporting ticket. So I don't know if you want to search out that one and make I don't know if you duplicated them to kind of separate because they were together and then we kind of separated them.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll have to review. I don't know if I made a separate for re umbrella for reporting at that. I think I just adjusted this one to focus on logging. So let me double check on that because it's possible that reporting could be the kind of thing that's could be handled outside of data import in some way. So I think that's why I paused on creating a reporting specific feature at this time. But let me review that. It's been a few weeks since I've looked into that, so I can report back on what we should do for anything that's specific to reporting.
Great, thanks. Yeah, because I remember these were done together, but maybe we do. And I think we questioned whether we needed two like epochs or just one. And I don't know, maybe we do need two. Whitney, I saw you had your hand up.
Part of the thing that I'd asked, I guess I was confused about what this ticket was, the big epic was about. I didn't realize it was about this splitting thing. I thought it was about the error messages, so that's my own fault. But I guess part of my question is, as far as the error messages go, would it be helpful for us to, or if you're creating a ticket for this, to say what we'd like the error message to say? Like, I don't know how, I don't know like how much control the developers have over what the error messages say specific, but like if I'm opening like that previous ticket I had open, should I have said like it'd be the error message should say, incorrect statistical code or like I don't know. I'm not sure how they determine what the messages say, but is it helpful if we say what would be helpful for us for the message to say?
I think that could definitely be helpful. I think, sometimes there are limitations in exactly how they can produce the wording, depending on the scenario. But having the perspective of the user is always helpful. So, if you do encounter one of these in the future, and you make a ticket, please feel free to give a suggestion of here's what I would expect it to say, and then we could work with that as we look into what our options are.
Christy?
Yeah, I mean, I know that we see similar messages for completely different issues, and that is just something that I would want to be careful about, making sure that if we replace an error message with a natural language string, that is, that is going to apply. That is what is going to apply every time when that happens. I know that some of the things that I have struggled with in the past are understanding those messages that are generic, and it could we've seen it mean X and we've seen it mean Y and we've seen it mean Z. So does it mean X, Y, or Z? How do we tell? We can't tell without like looking up every single record and just figuring it out. So I know that there's not always enough information in the log to be able to, translate into a more natural language error message. And I guess my question then for you, Ryan, is it on the table for going that next step and figuring out like, okay, in this instance, what does that mean? Because I can think of ways that you could, in an automated way, figure out what the problem is, but it's not going to be from the message that is actually in the log itself.
I'm sorry, Chrissy. I think I lost the question there.
Oh, sorry. I guess, so one of my challenges is, and I apologize. I know that I'm probably not explaining this well, that the actual text from the log is just a generic error message, and it could mean any one of things. It could mean that, this value is not present, or this value is invalid, or that value is not present. It just means that one of any number of values is not present or is invalid, but it doesn't actually know which one. So in those cases where the error message that is actually in the log is not specific enough to be able to determine what the problem is with the record, what are our options for being able to provide useful guidance when there is a problem?
Got it.
Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you. So I think that's something I think about when we're talking about error messages in the data import logs is, we want them to be as helpful as possible. And I think, like I said, sometimes there can be technical limitations that could keep us from giving certain types of wording that might be more or less helpful. But when we're, what I'd like to do in those types of scenarios is l look into ways to make the messages as granular as possible so that I could see in some cases there might not be. There could be a situation where there's no way around it. There's an error message that will come up for three different scenarios. And in those cases, that's the kind of thing that we should document and make sure you all are aware of. But in other cases, I want to make sure that as these things are coming up and the dev team is reviewing them and I'm reviewing them, that we are looking into all of the options to figure out how can we differentiate these and make them more granular to make it, so that you on the front end are doing less legwork to troubleshoot, that it's as clear as it can be. So that's definitely something we want to keep an eye on as we're reviewing these kinds of scenarios.
Lynn?
So I agree that we've run into error messages that could be any number of different things. But for the ones that are only a specific error message that has, I guess, a one-to-one correlation, is there some sort of table somewhere where this is noted down? Is there a table somewhere that has, these are all the possible error notifications that Folio will throw at us for data import. And then maybe it's somewhere we could start to parse what would be helpful for an end user. Because most of these are just so jargony that we have no idea what's going on. And then you have to go through either your hosting team to figure out what's going on, if and in the community. And it just seems to be, there has to be some sort of list of these are all the error messages that could possibly be thrown by the system somewhere.
I don't think there's an official list, but we have been keeping lists, which I'll go and find. And I'll also create a document where we can start, or we can just add to that document, add more to it. So let me find that. I'll dig it up because I've known I've seen it somewhere. I just can't remember where. So I guess next step is for me to dig it up and share it with people. So we're 5 minutes from the hour. We did have a very ambitious agenda. So maybe again, this is another one that's in progress that had the SIG needs discussion review. Would it be fine to put this on for discussion for the next meeting? Alrighty. Then the canceling DI jobs not showing up. We did not do a JIRA issue for that, but would you prefer? So I took a. What's happening is that when you cancel a job in the preview in settings and in data import, there's this section. Will it come up? No. Sorry, it's very small. But if you look at the page, you can see in settings all the files using that job profile. If you cancel a DI job, that does not show up here. So would you prefer I move this to housekeeping next week so that we can create a JIRA issue together? Or do you prefer I can just create this on my own? I would, add these and share the JIRA issue with everyone.
I think this issue is pretty clear to everybody, so I don't see a problem with you creating it on your own unless somebody else has something to add. And if you're up to it.
Yeah, it just because it does seem so clear. It's just it's here. I took an example of here's how it you see it in the brief view, but here in the settings you don't see it. And so, I figured it would be safe to just just do that. That will give us more time for housekeeping for our a lab session next week as well. So I just wanted to end with because we're still talking about that process and our agenda setting. How is this working out so far? And I realize that we have 2 minutes, but if anyone would like to share, that would be very helpful.
I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
Sure. So this is our first kind of use of the process. How is, are there any first impressions, any thoughts of something we should do differently, or any general comments that people would like to share?
I just want to say thank you to Jennifer for spearheading this. From my perspective, I'm really excited that we have like documented this and we are attempting this. It feels kind of overwhelming to me when I'm thinking about how to keep things moving and how to introduce new things. But I think that we are seeing a lot of tangible progress. And to me, that is a sign that there is success here. Yeah.
Yep, that's our job. Keep giving Ryan and the developers more things to do. Any other thoughts? Well, thank you, everyone. And we'll continue kind of this reflection on the process as we go as well. Obviously it's something that we can change and so that it works to our benefit as a community. So I have some items to do, but I will see you all next week or in lab. Hopefully you can be in lab and I'll post a summary. So have a good afternoon or morning or evening, wherever you may be in the world.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye. All righty.